policy seminar titled Medicaid Migraine, held Wednesday by the fiscal watch group The Empire Center, addressed the rapidly increasing health care costs in New York that led to Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office delaying a $1.7 billion payment to providers last year. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Medicaid, which provides health coverage to low-income people, is funded in New York by the federal government, the state, and individual counties. For much of the past decade, state Medicaid costs were kept relatively under control due to a spending cap agreed to by Cuomo and the legislature. The cap was tied to the rate of medical industry inflation. The Empire Center's health policy expert Bill Hammond says since 2016, though, the costs have been escalating. Last year, spending was around 8% more than the previous year. Hammond says the global cap was designed to impose automatic spending reductions whenever costs rose too steeply, but he says those enforcement mechanisms were not used. He says the cost overruns came to a head earlier this year. That's when the governor's budget office delayed by 3 days a $1.7 billion payment to hospitals, nursing homes, and other providers. The postponement from late March to early April meant that the costs were shifted from the last fiscal year into the present one. Hammond, speaking during a break in the seminar, says the delay raised an alarm.
It's very much a wake-up call, except the waking up should have happened about a year ago. It should have happened last summer or fall when it first started showing up on the balance book. Unbeknownst to us, they were running way over budget.
The delayed payment was not made public at the time, but it was discovered in an audit by the state comptroller's office 4 months later. Cuomo's budget officials have not ruled out repeating the delay again. They say they might put off the final Medicaid payment in the current fiscal year into the next fiscal year. Hammond says that would just worsen the problem.
Medicaid is such a large program. It's, you know, $72 billion all in, that even a small percentage growth adds up to billions of dollars. And when that compounds year after year after year, it adds up to just a lot of money.
The Medicaid budget deficit in New York could be as high as $7 billion over the next 4 years, according to the watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission. Some of the factors that have been driving up costs are higher labor expenses for hospitals and nursing homes. The minimum wage has increased, and public worker union employees have received raises. Those costs have grown outside of the constraints of the global spending cap. More people enrolled in Medicaid under the Federal Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and the state also took over some of the county's share of Medicaid costs. Governor Cuomo was asked about the delayed $1.7 billion Medicaid payment and the cost overruns during an interview on Albany Public Radio Station WAMC.
To tell you the truth, I don't understand that fully.
Cuomo's healthcare experts were invited to the panel discussion, and the governor's aides have appeared at past policy seminars held by the Empire Center. But this year, they declined to attend. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.